It starts with a dream. Add faith and it becomes a belief. Add action and it becomes a part of life. Add perseverance and it becomes a goal in sight. Add patience and time and it ends with a dream come true.
Life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Well, in a world where challenges are plentiful, it's easy for us to feel discouraged. Yet with enough guidance and support, most people can achieve more in life than they ever dreamed possible. Well, beyond your fears is everything you ever dreamed of. But the Dr. Stem Show will give the voiceless a voice and the hopeless hope. And now, here she is, Dr. Stem.
I wanted to start with that poem today because today we're going to be talking about becoming a dreamer or becoming a dreamer again. I titled it, Wanna Be Successful? Become a Dreamer. Because as we start the year, I always love the beginning of the year because this is the time when everybody gets to the drawing table where they start thinking about what is it that I want this 2018 or this year, what it is that I want with my life. Everybody starts panicking and thinking, oh my God, am I ready? Am I prepared? So I always find it a time that whilst you're panicking and running around and wondering, do I have 2018, you know, all planned out? The one thing that I always encourage people is to become dreamers again. So I'm going to talk about becoming a dreamer again or even becoming a dreamer. Because it's sad. A lot of people these days are not dreamers anymore. Most people have lost their hope. Well, there are three kinds of dreamers. And I'm just going to read them right now at the beginning. But most of all, I'm going to be talking about dreamers, the ones that will make things happen this 2018, the ones that will make a difference in their lives or in the lives of other people this 2018, what the difference would be from those that will not be achieving anything or even are satisfied with their lives. There's going to be a big difference. But the three kinds of dreamers, they're dream slayers. These dream slayers are those people that are always seeking to discourage or to dishearten the dream of others, even their own dreams. They are always downplaying their own dreams. They never talk about what it is that's possible for them. But most of all, if they hear somebody talking, they always are there to come up with what if, you know, discouraging someone. They're dream chasers. These are the people who talk the talk but never walk the walk. They spend their lives talking about what they're going to do, but they never do. Then they are dream makers. These are the people who take this teaching that I'm going or this shore that I'm going to share with you today. They will take it to heart and, you know, change their lives and change the way that they do things. I need this myself. I always need anything and everything that I share with you. So I know I've been running around as a dream chaser for a long time because I, you know, talk the talk and I've been acting, but the actions have not been like exactly what I wanted as big as they wanted to be. So this 2018, I'm with you. Let's make things happen. Let's not be just dream chasers that are talking and talking and talking. Let's be dream makers. Dream makers make things happen. Dream makers act. Dream makers see results. They produce results. Dream makers get up when they fall. They will fall. They'll have sand in their face. They will have bruises. They'll have egos that are bruised. But guess what? Dream makers get up, wipe their face, dab the wounds, and move on. They make things happen. If I were to give an example of a dream maker, a person who didn't stay long as a dream chaser, but went ahead and made it, you know, that dream come true, it's our founder and owner of America Out Loud. I have so much respect for Malcolm, because not only is he even excelling and exceeding his own expectations, but for us as presenters, we're always looking up to him because, I mean, the network is growing. It's really growing right before our eyes. We saw it start off with, you know, a few presenters and himself, and now it's really grown. He makes things happen. So when you are around people like him, you just cannot sit there and think, well, you know what, I'm just going to produce a little show that, you know, every now and then that does this. You've got to think outside of the box, and you've got to things, you know, make things happen. As he unfolds the whole network, I think it also challenges each individual, you know, host to expand their show, to, you know, grow their, you know, following and the listeners and everything. So that's always, you know, something that's exciting, because it brings you back into becoming a dream maker. So as you listen to this, you make a choice. You have a choice. Are you a dream slayer who's always seeking to even discourage and disillusion yourself and others? Or are you a dream chaser, one that has been talking about, oh, I want to do this, and you know what, I have dreams of doing this and plans of doing this. This is what I want to do. And year after year, it comes and you have not done anything. Or are you going to be a dream maker? Maybe you've already been one, but this year you want to go up a notch or even above and beyond what you've ever expected of yourself. You choose. You make that decision. So, becoming a dream maker. Have you ever thought about how you as a person will be recognized? How, when people hear your name, they'll be able to recognize you? Have you ever thought about that? Because I think a lot of people think, well, if I'm not famous, if I'm not doing anything that is, you know, on TV, on radio, maybe I don't even need to be thinking about that. Well, your life matters, and you also have worth and value. So it's not just being a famous person that is doing something famous, but just you as a person. Have you ever thought about it? Well, years ago, I read George Foreman, a quote, you know, George Foreman, remember the former heavyweight champion? He said, if you don't dream, you might as well be dead. So thinking about how people will be recognizing you is actually putting your dream in place, being a dreamer, to say, if I do this, this will be my signature on this earth. This will be my MO, as they say, that I will live on this earth, and people will say, you know what? She was a motivator. She was a champion for teenagers and parents, and she was an inspirational guru that wanted to motivate and uplift others and, you know, help others excel in their lives. What is it that you want to be remembered for? And when people hear your name, what do they say about your name, or what would you want them to say? And I think one question that I grew up in Zimbabwe, you know, as you all know. But remember when we were young and people say, what do you want to be when you grow up? What is your dream? And of course, mine was always, I want to be a doctor. Didn't specify what kind of doctor I wanted to be, but I wanted to be a doctor. And yes, I became a doctor. And today, when you ask the teenagers or the young people, or even your children, when you ask them, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Correct me if I'm wrong. The answer is always, almost always, I don't know. They just shrug their shoulders and go, I don't know. So I'm actually sad when I see this and I ask the, you know, the young people, and they shrug their shoulders and go, I don't know. When you're asking them, what do you want to be? It saddens me, because it's not that we want them to know, or we want, you know, people to know what they want to be when they grow up. But it's good to have that imaginary vision and seeing yourself doing and being somebody, rather than just walking blindly into the world and going, I don't know. Because then with I don't know, with I don't, you know, have an idea of what I want to be, it opens up a whole lot of influence
that anybody can come in and say, you want to try this? And they go, you know what, since I don't know what I want to do, let me try it. And then they try it. Or you want to go and, you know, do this because they don't know what they want to do. It's like, you know, they just go in and do, which is risk. It's taking risks. But then I think when you don't have a dream, when you don't have an ambition, it gives you that room to follow the wrong crowd, the wrong ambitions. But it also is depleting of your energy if you're an adult. And your zeal or, you know, excitement for life, because you don't have any goals or any place that you're going or anything that is exciting that you've, you know, imagined yourself being and doing. So that's why I think I'm bringing this show today to hopefully ignite that little light within you that says, you know what? What is it that I've always wanted to do that I haven't done or taken a chance to do? What is it that I probably have for years not even thought about or thought I could do? Because now I was a family man, I was a family woman, I now have this job and it takes all my time, but I'm miserable at it and I don't want to do that. But I also want to do something else. Oh, I love my job. But at the same time, I wish I could also do something else on the side. This is what I want. What is it that you want, that you would want to do if you could do anything that you want to do on this earth? If you had that chance and opportunity to do and become anything that you want, what is it, you know, that you could do? What is it that you can see yourself doing? Let me ask you, maybe I'm preaching to the choir. Are you living your dream? If the answer was no, my next question to you is, why not? Why aren't you living your dream? Why is it that you haven't gotten to do the things that you want to do in your life or receive the things that you wanted to get in your life? How come that hasn't happened for you? I know. Sometimes you get a question like this here and it gives you a moment to just ponder. Like, I never thought that I wasn't living my life. I didn't think that I wasn't, achieving all my dreams. Because sometimes we need that jolt. We need that push to say, maybe you have not been giving it your all to what it is that your heart desires, what you deeply desire for. Do you think you've changed or maybe ignored your dreams just because you're getting older? Maybe age, or like I said, because of, you know, family matters, parenting, and now you have to be a provider. So as a result, you put everything on the side because you don't have time. Have you allowed other circumstances or negative people, like I say, they are dream stealers that, you know, will not want to support you in your dreams? Is that something that you have done, that you are talking to the people, living with people that probably never supported or will not support your dreams, and that just made you lose, you know, what it is that you wanted to do? Or maybe you have allowed fear, negative thoughts, hanging around people that are non-ambitious, or maybe you don't believe that actually dreams can come true. Just because someone doesn't see your dream, remember that it doesn't say that, you know what, it's not achievable. Because they don't see your dreams, it's because sometimes they don't know what it is that you can see. Of course, they're not in your vision. They cannot foresee what it is that your desires are. And that's why it's difficult sometimes to share your dreams with someone that cannot see what it is that you're seeing. Even if you describe it to say, you know what, this is what I see myself doing and I know I can see it. I mean, it's clear as day. It will be clear as day to you, but it's not as clear as day to them. So don't be discouraged with, you know, sharing with other people and they're not able to see that. Perhaps they couldn't see your dreams because it wasn't theirs, which is, you know, fine and as well. Because way too many people resign themselves to a life that, you know what, they live for other people. They live for other people's dreams and support. I can't tell you how many people have come in my office and said, you know what? I've been there for my husband. I supported him with his dreams. Or I've been there for my wife. I supported her with her dreams. And she wanted to be a nurse, or he wanted to do engineering. And I was there all these years. And now I feel like he's not supporting me, or she's not supporting me to live my dream. I hate to tell you this. Sometimes when it comes to, you know, that favor being reciprocated or given back to you, it's not easy, because people will have now gotten the degrees, the training that they needed, and now they get to live, you know, to work and live their lives the way that, you know, they want to live. And it's sad, but you feel used. Like, you know what? They used me, because then while they were doing that, I was taking care of the children, or I was working, and now it's my turn, and they don't want to help me out. And that's why I think, you know, I mean, I support that. But I think at some point, everybody needs to understand that if you do support your spouse or your significant other, do it wholeheartedly with no expectations that, you know what, when I do mine, then I need you to be there. Because chances are, and there are highly chances are, they would not be able to sustain you the way that you sustained them, to support you the way that you supported them. They would not be able to do that, because now they're at another phase of their lives where they're saying, you know what, now that I have the expertise and experience, it's time for me to get the money, not time for me to work and support somebody else. Is it right? No. Of course not. It's not right. But then in, you know, with all due respect as well, it's also right in their own, you know, because they're done with the training, and now it's time for them to pursue that dream job that they have. And that's usually how it goes, not to take care of others. So I'm just mentioning that. I don't know why I even mentioned that, but I'm mentioning that because, you know, sometimes your dreams are put on hold because you're helping somebody else who is a significant other, spouse in a relationship, and you put yours on hold. But picking it up and making it happen, it's all going to take everything out of you to say, even if you're not going to help me out, even if you cannot do the same things that I did for you, I will go for mine. I will get my dreams come true. I will dream again, and I will make things happen. You literally have to do that yourself and find it in yourself where you get that energy and courage to go after yours, because there's nothing that you can do if somebody else is not willing to be there and to stand, you know, for you. My goal in this show and in the work that I do is to awaken you as adults, especially, so that when you are alive, when your goal is real, when your goal is reality again, and it's possible again for you to dream, it can make it easier for the children, your children, the other children that look up to you in your lives, to look at you and see what's possible, to see how you have ignited a dream in you and also seen you in action, and most of all see the results of what you have done and what's possible for them if they put their minds to it.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com, Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
So my question to you is, so you want to be successful this 2018? Then dream again. Become a dreamer. Remember back in the back days, when, you know, some of us, well, back then or even now, when you wanted something so badly that you could taste it. I know I still do that. When I want something, I can taste it, I can see it, but I just want it so bad that you can do whatever is necessary to get it. Do you remember those days? Even if it means you skipping lunches or not hanging out with friends or not doing the things that you love the most so that you can get what it is, that very thing that you want to have. I've done that and I'm still doing it, to sacrifice everything so that I can get that very thing that I want. That's the beauty of having a dream. That's the beauty of being a dreamer. That, you know what? You can want something, see something, and want it so bad that other things that have got nothing to do with you getting there will not matter. And it won't even, you know, faze you that you're no longer doing certain things in your life. I mean, shopping, people, you know, I used to love shopping, and it's not even a necessity anymore. I have enough clothes, I have enough, you know, of everything that I need. I just need the minimal just so I can get to the place where I want to get to. What is it that you want that would get you that urge where you say, you know what, this year I want to make sure that this happens to me so bad that I'm going to let go of everything else that I don't need, that is not necessary in my life? Because this 2018 maybe is the perfect time for you to make a choice. The kind of choice that I think reminds me of President Teddy Roosevelt. Remember when he said, "I choose not to be a common man. Me, it's my right to be uncommon if I can. I'll seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled, endowed by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed." If you don't dare to dream, you'll still get the same old, 2018 will just be the same as before. If you keep doing what you've been doing, then guess what? You get exactly what you've been getting all these years. And that's why when you begin to dream, things begin to change. And the first change that happens is within you. Remember, nothing will change until either you or someone else changes. If you change, you'll follow your dreams. You'll create your own destiny. If they change, whoever they are, you will follow their dreams, helping them create their destiny. What choice are you going to take? Are you going to help them make their dreams come true? Or continue making their dreams come true and negate your dreams? Or are you going to change so that you can create your own dreams and make your dream come true? When you have a dream, you want to. If you say, "I want to," it will tend to, "I have to." That's the beauty about having a dream. "I want to" becomes "I have to." So let's take a look at some of the characteristics that you might need that will help you to become a dreamer again. And in order for you to turn from "I want to be able to do this" to "I have to do this," that way you'll be able to achieve something or even all in this 2018. So I'll do it in the acronym DREAMER. Okay, so I'll start with the D. With the D, you want to develop specific goals for this 2018 with a daily timeline of what you want to do. There's a lot of talk about, no, creating timelines and goals, that doesn't work. It's not going to help you. Listen, It has helped many, and it helps many focus, and it helps you focus. I know for me, if I just say I'm going to do something and I don't write it down or put a note somewhere so that I can make sure that it's done on a certain day and time, then it's not done because a lot of things come in my way. And then I have other appointments that come in, people that call in, and then I just totally forget to do what I was supposed to do. So most of all, the reason for you writing it down and putting it in a date book is so that you can make sure that it's done. The difference between having a dream and not having one is like the difference between a treadmill and an escalator. You can work out, put a sweat on the treadmill, but it's not going to take you anywhere. It's stagnant, it's still there, it's stationary. However, escalator will take you to another place. So without, you know, I mean, making this too much work for you, or maybe just a wish, I encourage you to write what it is that you want for this 2018 down, as well as, you know, I urge you to write the daily tasks of the things that you think you need to do. And sometimes you don't know until you get to talk to someone, until you get to see something that, you know, that has been done that is similar to what you want, and then you realize what goals you have to take. And that's why it's important, I think, if you don't have a coach, to retain a coach that can work with you and be able to devise some of those goals with you and make you accountable so that you can make a change and achieve, you know, whatever it is that you want to achieve this year. So each night before you go to bed, write down what you've done during the day to fulfill your dream and to achieve your goals, so that you can take a tally. Did I do anything towards what it is that I want today? Or do I need to make more work to it? Write it down every night and just take, you know, a few minutes to write down what you did. The R, recognize and remove any obstacles that might get in the way. Recognize and remove any obstacles that might get in the way of you achieving your dream this 2018. Or your goal, your plan, this 2018. So recognition is absolutely necessary for you to do so that you can shift from what's working and what's, you know, not working. It also helps you to shift from where you are right now to where you want to be. Because then when you recognize, you're recognizing the roadblocks, the things that get in the way. Things like, I'm not qualified. I hear that, you know, roadblock from a lot of people. I'm not qualified. Well, if you're not qualified, what does it take for you to get qualified? Have you ever looked into that? And then, are there people that have done them without qualifications and they've done the same thing that you want to do, but they don't have the educational qualifications, but they have experiential qualification? Have you ever thought about that? Because a lot of people, when they say, I'm not qualified, the very first thing that comes to everybody's mind is educationally qualified. But then there's now experiential qualification that is needed to do most of the things that people are doing today. They need experiential qualifications as well as, you know, some training, which is accessible to even people that do not have degrees. The trainings are accessible. But what is it that you want to do? And are there any other people that have done it that you can recognize that, you know, have done it? Because recognizing is not just recognizing the negative things that get in the way. It's also recognizing those people that have done well, that have trailed the path of where you want to go and the things that you want to do. And most people are open to you, you know, picking their brain. But now, what we used to call mentorship, it's mentoring coaching, because then that's, you know, for most people, that's their job. That's their life being. So when I hear someone calling me and saying, well, I just wanted you to mentor me, I said, well, mentoring you means I'm coaching you and guiding you, which is exactly what I do for my life. So it's not going to be a free, you know, mentoring, because that's what they mean by mentoring. They want something for free. But then the minute that I start mentoring, I'm coaching. So once I start coaching, that's my livelihood. That's how I make my living. And so then, you know, I explain that to people so that at least they can understand how to work that out. So recognize that, when you see people coming to you in that sense where you say, well, you know what, they want this freebie, but I cannot afford to give a freebie because that's my work. I don't see anyone going to the grocery store and saying, well, you know what, I'm just hungry and I just need a loaf of bread, but I just need you to just give me even your oldest bread that you have so that I can feed my family. I don't have any money. They won't even give you that old bread. They still sell it on sale for even half the price, but they still want you to pay for it. So I don't understand how people will call and say they're calling a coach and they're saying, well, I just need you to mentor me because I want to start a business, or I'm going through these problems with my children or my husband. I just want you, you know, I'm a licensed therapist and I'm also a licensed coach. So anything to do with that, that's my work. That's what I do. But I've recognized that now, and I now know how to express to people and to help them understand, you know, the work that I do. So the other thing you want to do with the recognizing too, before I leave that one, is learn from every mistake that you've made, you know. So what you need to do is to look at 2017 and beyond where you've made mistake, you've tried, you know, something and it has failed, you've tried something and it didn't work out the way that you wanted it to work out. Look from every angle what those mistakes were, what lessons you had to learn, so that as you go into this 2018 and starting over again, that you don't make the same mistakes. But oops, just in case you do make the same mistake, you already know how to get over that, you know, same obstacle that you'll be going through, because you'll have gone through it again before. So take note of that. Learn from the mistake. Do not blame other people for where you are or how your life is right now. And by that, I don't mean don't put blame on those people that have done you wrong, or that, have to take responsibility for the things that they did. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is where you are with your life, you have to take responsibility for that, because then saying I am who I am, or I'm doing this because of what happened to me, is only going to hold you back. You have to take accountable of where you are and how you're going to move on from this day forth, from the moment that you decide that, you know what, I am going to move on and I'm going to create and make this life the way that I want it to be, rather than be held back by my past or what happens to me in the past. That's the do not blame that I'm talking about, where you have to take just responsibility of how you choose to live your life. Are you going to leave it with the past, you know, ruling, or maybe taking charge of the past that happened and the people that wronged you in your life? Are they going to continue to come to your mind, to your spirit, to your life, and affecting the way that you live your life just because of what they did? Or are you saying, you know what, I'm going to shut down the door and I'm going to take responsibility of my life regardless of what they did. I am going to create it the best way that I want to live my life. One key that stands true is you will either achieve your dreams or not based on the people that you associate with. I like this one because I think, just like everything else, at the end of the year or beginning of the year, we have to take inventory of who we are hanging around with, because you will become who you hang around with most of the time. So who are you hanging around with? Make a list of at least 7 closest friends or associates that you either talk to or hang around with the most. Now, ask yourself these 7 questions based on those 7 people. Looking at each one of those, ask yourself, does your friend have a dream of their own? Well, they're your friend, so you're supposed to know, right? Do they have a dream of their own? Are they actively pursuing their dreams? Was your friend excited when you shared your dream with them? When you shared what it is that you want this 2018 to be, or your lifetime to be? Were they excited about that? Does your friend have a written plan with timelines on how to achieve their dream and what it is that they want with their life, and when it is that they want to achieve its level? Do they have that with them? Critical key questions, right? Does this friend share ideas, scriptures, or thoughts with you on a regular basis on how to make your dreams come true? What's the greatest negative influence this friend has on your life? What is the greatest negative influence that this friend has on your life? And the number 7 question is, does this friend motivate you to achieve your dream, or are you always motivating them towards yours, towards theirs? Let me say that one again. Does this friend motivate you to achieving your dream, or are you always motivating them towards theirs? Great questions to ask yourself. Because when you can answer these questions in a way that, yes, they have a dream, yes, they have a plan, and yes, we talk about, you know, positive things to uplift each other and to help each other, and she asked me about mine, and I share what I'm doing on a daily basis, or maybe we just can share during the week, but we share on the weekends on one or two things that we did, that's really, really good. Because then you become a mastermind group, which is a group of, you know, individuals, even your friends can be a mastermind, where you all talk about how to achieve your dreams and how to work out, you know, your dreams. So I really like that, to take a tally of all your friends and say to yourself, ask yourself the seven questions, you know, do they have a dream? Are they actively pursuing it? Are they excited when you talk to them about your dreams? Do they have a written plan with timelines? Do they share ideas with you, or you share ideas with them, thoughts, scriptures, anything to uplift each other? And what is the greatest negative influence this friend has on your life? I think I'll also put a slash, and as well as the positive influence that they have on your life. And then most of all, do they motivate you to achieve your dream, and or you're the one that's always motivating them? Okay, so we covered the D, the R, the E. Remember, the D was develop specific goals. The R was recognize and remove obstacles. And then what we're going to do is, let's talk about the E. The E is for education and empowerment. You want to educate yourself and empower yourself. As a dreamer who's, you know, willing to give up anything and to do anything in order for you to achieve your dream, you have to be open to being educated. I'm not meaning like traditional education, but to be educated in all aspects of what it is that you need for your vision or your dream to come true. You also have to be empowered. That means you have to open yourself for somebody else to come in, or books, or, you know, places to empower you and to encourage you, to give you hope that this is possible. Because then many a time we have these grandiose ideas of what we want to do and everything, and then you're not empowered enough to feel that you can do it or you can achieve it. So you ask for it, you seek for it, you go for it, then everything else will come together. That's what I believe. But not to get all religious on you or anything, but the Bible itself even says in Matthew 7, verse 7, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You have not wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and skill, because you ask not. James 4, verse 2. I like James 4, because James 4 says, you want what you don't have, so you skim and kill to get it. You are jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want, because you don't ask for it. I want these words to encourage you, to empower you, to motivate you, because the Bible also says, yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask for it. So asking for it is good. But as you heard me saying, is you ask for it, but you also have to seek it. And now you have to go for it so that it all works out together. Going for it is my next letter, which is A. I put in activate and action.
You have to have the courage to activate your dream and act on what it is that you're dreaming about or what it is that you want this 2018.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Over the years, I actually have had many people ask me how I can always be so happy, even in the midst of my difficulties or difficult circumstances. Well, it's because I learned a long time ago that if you want to reap something that is good, you have to sow something that is good. You reap what you sow. So what I sow is happiness. That's what I bring to the world on a day-to-day basis. Happiness, gratitude, excitement of life, and just appreciation and gratitude of being alive and being able to do, you know, the things that most people are not able to do if they're sick or they're gone or, you know, they're mentally challenged. I mean, there's certain things that we have a privilege in each of us that we have or we can do that other people can do. I find much joy and happiness in acknowledging those things that I'm able to do and not take anything for granted at all because some people might not have what I have. So I sow happiness. I plant happiness in my soul, in my friends, in my work, in the places that I am. I want to reap happiness. So that is what I sow. Every time that I'm walking, driving, everywhere, people always say, "Hi, how are you? Good afternoon." And I'm going, "Huh? Do I know you?" So it's amazing. Or somebody will just smile at me. And I'm going, "Okay, I know that person just didn't smile at me. What did I say?" So when I'm asking myself those questions, when I see and question people saying hello to me or wondering what they say, it's been years of sowing happiness and openness and smiling at others and saying hello to others when I'm passing in the streets, when you're just walking by and saying hi, that people now see it in my face even when I'm lost and I'm not feeling it. Like the kids will say, "I'm not feeling it." You say, "Smile, you got to be respectful." "Well, I'm not feeling it, so I ain't doing it." So even when I'm not feeling it, I have people now approaching me and saying, "Oh, hi, good morning, good afternoon." And I go, "Oh, this is a reminder to come back around and to come back and realize that I am here and I am alive and I am alert and, you know, I'm activating all my faith and joy and happiness." That's always a reminder. So here's my question to you. Have you ever had someone wave at you in a passing car that you didn't know? I'm sure it made you feel good, right? In fact, you probably thought, "Who was that? Don't know who it is, but they knew me." Have you ever done that? Because I do that all the time. Bottom line is, if you want happiness in your life, then sow happiness into the lives of others. Because sadly, there are people who want happiness, but have never sown the first seed of happiness. If you want your dreams, this 2018 and beyond, to come true, then sometimes you might have to help others make their dreams come true so that you can find a way of making your dream come true. It always works. There's always a way. If you want to be rewarded, then make it your business. Make it your mission, your passion to help other people achieve or activate their own dreams. Because when you become a dream maker for someone else, the reward is yours. You become a reality. Yours becomes a reality. Your dream becomes a reality. Because it's you seeking answers for them and trying to help them make their dream come true. guess what you're doing? You're also putting answers to your dream and making things happen for your dream. And that's the exciting part about, you know, this whole work and whole new way of looking at your life and making your dreams come true. The M for dream, move into strategic alliances. You want to move with people who motivate you to go beyond your comfort zones. I know I've shied away from those people because then they wanted to push me to go beyond what I wanted to do in my own, you know, time zone and my own pace. And what I realize now is I need to hang around those kind of people that push me to go above and beyond what I'm able and capable of doing right now or what I think I can do. I need to be around those people that can push me to go beyond my own limitations so that I can be the, wow, I can't believe I did this. Because then, you know what, there's something about going beyond that comfort zone. Ever heard of this one? If you're the smartest person in your circle of friends, then you need new friends. Oops, I've heard that one. And I know many, many of you that might be listening to this might have the syndrome that I had. Well, I don't want to be looking like I'm a jerk because I'm the one that's saying, you know what, I'm not able to hang anymore. I don't want to look like I'm an embarrassment because I'm telling other, you know, people to say, I don't think this is the right group for me to hang around with anymore. And being, you know, honest like that, then it becomes something that keeps you stagnant because now you can move to different circles because you're so obligated indirectly to this group and you don't want them to feel bad because you've left and gone to another, you know, group. Life is too short. And you can only change it when you allow yourself to change. It can only change when you get to see that it's not about what other people say, think, or want from you, but it's about your heart. It's about what you want. And that you have to make a commitment this 2018 to make it the number one thing that you do. Take care of you. Take care of your wants. Take care of your needs. Take care of you. What is it that you want? What is it that you want to do? And you can be your own cheerleader, your best cheerleader, actually, I must say. You are the best cheerleader, your own best cheerleader. So you want, you know, those kind of friends that will motivate you to think of possibilities that are beyond what, you know, you're able to do right now. You want them to provoke you to new ideas, to starting something new. You want to be supportive to them and they supportive to you. So it's a whole new shift that will be required this 2018. And as cumbersome as it seems, like it's so big a shift and all these things that you have to do, one step at a time. Just change one step, one thing. As you change one step and you change one thing, everything just starts to work out. You start to have more time. You start to have more energy. You start to have more excitement. So go easy when you're doing this so that you don't overwhelm yourself because you don't want to make all these changes at one time, overwhelm yourself, and guess what the next thing is? You quit. And quitting is not an option. So I'm not telling you to abandon your friends, but I'm telling you some facts like, you know, your attitude, speech, and behavior are directly related to the friends that you're hanging around with. So when you take a look around at your friends, that's who you are. That is who you are when you look around them. And is that something that, you know, is pleasing to you, that these are my friends? Okay. You've got to do that survey that will tell you whether you need to change them or not. And sometimes you do. Sometimes you do. It's just, you know, one of those things that you'll have to make the decision for yourself. All right. Where were we now? I think I just did the activate in action and the M for the dreamer is to move into strategic alliances with people who motivate you beyond your comfort zone. That's what we just did. Boy, I have so much to tell you, and I look at my time, I'm like, it's going for anyway. So we just did the M, and I wanted to do Dream Ma. So let me go into the Energize. The E, I put it energize your efforts so that you never give up. I just mentioned actually that giving up is not an option. My philosophy is very simple. If you believe in what you're doing, you will never give up. If you believe and see where it is that you're going with your belief, with your dream, you'll never give up. If you just have an inclination in you, just a little light, that this will work out, this can work out, how do you base that? You base that on other people that have done it, on other people that have been successful at it. You base that on that, that it's possible because it happened. I know with my dream, with the things that I want to do, I looked at and still follow the late Dr. Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay and many other speakers, motivational speakers that I saw and learned from. And, you know, Les Brown is still alive. I saw it work for them. I saw it work for them. Oprah Winfrey, because I love TV and I want to continue doing a TV show. I see it working for them. And my thing that keeps me afloat is that some of them are now, you know, sadly gone. They're dead. And, you know, Oprah is getting up there with the years. And there's new generations that are growing up that need to be there. So there will come a time that all of them need to be replaced and other people need to come up the platform and talk to these other young people that are going in about the same life philosophies that they were talking about, to encourage them and empower them so that they have choices of how to make the best of their lives. And so that keeps me going, to know that as long as we have young people growing up, as long as we have those people that have done the things that I want to do, passing on, getting older, retiring, then that means there's room for me and many more other people that love to do the work that I do, motivating, inspiring, empowering, and encouraging others much more. So energize your efforts so that you never give up. What keeps you afloat? What could keep you going this 2018 when you feel like, you know what, nothing is going well, everything is not going my way? What will be able to keep you afloat? As we discussed last week, your dreams may be under attack. But, you know, that things will not work out the way that you see, you think they should work out. But regardless of whatever adversity that you face or how haywire those dreams go, you are never, never to give up. Do not give up. Even in your present situation, you may not know what to do next, but you know what it is that you want to do or where you want to go to. Don't give up. Hang in there and find a way to take the next step, no matter how small. And now we go to the R. Rejoice in what's to be and what's to come. You want to be excited about what it is that you're dreaming about. You want to be excited and rejoice about what's possible for you. In fact, what they say is you have to see it and enjoy it as if it's already happening. Isn't that interesting? You already have to live as if you're already the number one syndicated talk show host and motivational speaker around the world that is mostly sought after. I've got to live that way. You've got to live that way and believe that it's possible, because it will. It will come, you know, when you least expect it, because you've worked so hard. And it is, there's only one way to go up when you've been down. So between prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams, I believe you've got everything you need to think beyond your imagination. It's so important to understand that your dream will never become a reality unless you pursue it with a passion and a plan. You have to have a passion and a plan. So just to sum it all up, figure out what you want to do. If you really want to do it, then the questioning part will begin. Am I really talented? Do I need to learn something about it? Do I need to take courses? Do I need a coach? Figure out what you want to do. And once you do, then ask yourself those questions. Now, you have to also think about how you're going to achieve, you know, whatever you want to achieve this year. and beyond? Do you have to, like I say, do you have what it takes already? Do you just need to implement it, or do you need to learn other things, or do you need to collaborate with other people? Know what makes you successful, and also learn what makes other people successful. Work hard. Even if you have to work 10 hours a day, do not get lazy. Everything in life has its price. You have to be willing to pay for it. The work really does pay off later on. So it makes you be proud of what you did and how you hung in there. But you've got to work hard. Fight for your goals. Lack of money, then you know what? Do something about it. Do odd jobs to come up with the money that you need. And help out somebody so that you just don't borrow money and build on more debt. Work little menial jobs. In closing, let me share with you 7 of my favorite quotes on dreams. First, success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile dream. This was Dexter Yeager. Sam Walton said, if you believe in your dreams, there is no limit to what you can do. Mark Twain said, don't give up your dreams. When you're gone, you may still exist, but you ceased to really live. Eleanor Roosevelt says the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And George Bernard Shaw says, you see things and you say why. I dream things that never were, and I say why not. Walt Disney said the secret to making dreams come true is curiosity, confidence, courage, and consistency. And the 7th quote, to all the other dreamers out there, don't ever stop or let the world's negativity disenchant you or your spirit. If you surround yourself with love and the right people, anything is possible. And this was from Adam Green. Be encouraged and encouraged. This is Dr. Stem. Until next time, please share, and I'll meet you again next week.